And 2:1-3. The Lord of heaven permits the world to choose whom they will have as ruler. Let all read carefully the 13th chapter of Revelation, for it concerns every human agent, great and small. Every human being must take sides, either for the true and living God, who has given to the world the memorial of creation in the seventh-day Sabbath, or for the false Sabbath, instituted by men who have exalted themselves above all that is called God or that is worshipped, who have taken upon themselves the attributes of Satan in impressing the loyal and true who keep the commandments of God. This persecuting power will compel the worship of the beast by insisting on the observance of the Sabbath he has instituted. Thus he blasphemed God, sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. The decree of Isaiah 10 and of Zephaniah 2 is the Sunday law decree. And the warning for us is that we need to be prepared for that event beforehand. But let's look at Isaiah 10 now to see if this information is addressing the Sunday law issue, and I would suggest to you that it is. The one here that Sister White refers to in the very end of this quote that is sets in the temple of God showing himself that he is God, the one that has instituted the false Sabbath, is none other than the one that is associated with this unrighteous decree in Isaiah 10:1. And in Isaiah 10, verses 5 and 6, we see this person identified more clearly. Let's look at Isaiah 10, verses 5 and 6. O Assyrian, and if you go back into the Hebrew, this O that's translated in the King James, it could be better translated as woe. So once again, he starts this chapter with a woe connected to the Sunday law, but he's also saying this Assyrian deserves a woe as well. O Assyrian, the rod of mine anger and the staff in their hand is mine indignation. I will send him against a hypocritical nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge to take the spoil and to take the prey and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. This Assyrian is the one that's under discussion in Isaiah 10 through 12. He's the one that's behind this unrighteous decree. And one of his characteristics is that he's going to tread these people down. And the treading down of people is a characteristic of the papacy. You can look at Daniel 7:19 or Daniel 8:10 or Revelation 11 verses 2 and 3. The papacy is the power that treads down God's people. Now, this isn't the only piece of evidence that we have that this is the papacy.